Hello, how are you doing, Miss Nassim? I hope you're doing fine. Thank you so much. You talked about this and I liked it very much. So I like to talk about this shortly, very briefly. About two things that you talked. The first one was no failure, only feedback. A great quote. We have to take it into consideration. We have to understand that there is no failure. Yes, that's true. And it's all about walking in a path and course correct our way. It's all about that. Go forward, fumble around, learn, fail, learn, fail, and then reach to success. It's all about that. And it will take a lot of time, maybe 1 month, 1 year, 10 years, maybe 20 years. It will take time. And it's all about not giving up, going forward, learning, going forward. And as a result of that, you will be successful. And it's all about that. And in English, as a result of that, as a matter of fact, that we usually talk and give some examples about this kind of stuff. So I like to talk about this too. So English, in my opinion, English is very important to understand that without failing, we can't improve our speaking. Because without making mistakes, you can't learn a language. Right? So, usually people, they want to be 100% perfect, which isn't possible. Okay, which isn't possible, which is impossible. So people don't get it. They want to be perfect. They have this idea, okay, I have to be perfect. But it's not about perfection. It's all about learning and going forward. Okay, I have these mistakes, I have some feedbacks, and then course correct my path and then go forward, learn feedbacks, and then I'll be successful. It's all about that. And especially in English, especially in language learning, we have to understand this. And we have to cultivate this attitude in our mind that this is natural to fail and then learn from it and as a result of that be successful. So this attitude is something that we have to cultivate in our mind. We have to learn it. And if we have the opposite attitude, we have to undo it, unlearn it, and then redo it with this attitude. Okay? No failure, only feedback. Learn, go forward, and you will be successful. So the second one was labels we tack on things. Okay, I talked about this in the past. I believe I recorded a voice to Mrs. Nicknam, if I'm not mistaken. And I talked about this. So I'm going to repeat that again. So it was about this. Imagine that you want to talk to a boy or a girl. It's they're very, they're not grown up. They're not so. They're just child. They have some mistakes, and for example, they break. Maybe they broke some glass or something. You can say two things to them. You can say that, "You stupid! Why you broke this?" You can say this. And as a result of that, that child will have this attitude that the child is stupid. The person will tell himself, okay, I am stupid, so this is my life. So I'll be stupid until last minute of my life because I am stupid. So it's the label we are tacking on the child or our children. The second way we can say is that the things you did was stupid. So this is the message is somehow the same, right? They're giving the same message to the children. But we are not tacking any label on the children. We are tacking the label on the glass that she or he broke, right? So as a result of that, the child will understand that, okay, breaking a glass is stupid. I have to be careful. I am not stupid. Okay, if I don't do this, I'll have a great intellectual and I'll be intelligent. I'll be smart. So this is all about, you know, saying and putting and tacking on labels to our children and to people. So this is very important. As you said, you said that we have to, you know, call our children in some different ways. We have to call them, for example, you're very good, or you're brave, or yes, this is true. This is true. As I said, it's all about labeling and calling, especially calling, you know, in some cases. I don't know about names, but I know that name calling is very important. So, for example, if my name is Kambiz and you call me brave, as a result of that, all have this attitude that I can be a brave person. So yes, that's true. And thank you so much again. Please record more. I look forward to hear from you a lot. So thank you again, and keep going.